Hurricane Irma is moving away, or away off the coast, I should say, of Cuba and toward the mainland United States. Officials have urged 6.3 million people in Florida to evacuate.
The storm's here. Hurricane Irma is now impacting our state. Southeast Florida is already experiencing tropical storm force winds, and nearly 25,000 people have already lost power. Hurricane Irma is beginning to batter the Florida Keys with dangerous winds.
Rick Scott also said at least 76,000 people are without power in the state. He warned people that the storm was deadly, adding that millions of Florida residents would see its major impacts. The storm is set to reach the tropical islands of Keys in Florida on Sunday morning. Florida officials said that Irma would be, quote, wider than the state. More than 75,000 people in the state are seeking shelter in schools, community centers, and churches. Irma has weakened to Category 3 storm, but is expected to regain its strength, likely to a Category 4. It has killed at least 22 people in its wake across the Caribbean. Meteorologist Ian Oliver tells us about the latest about Hurricane Irma, which is set to batter Florida soon.
650,000 people had to evacuate from Miami-Dade County. That's the largest ever evacuation attempted there. Then the forecast models did continue to shift more off to the west, and I made the trip from Miami back to Tampa earlier today. With that, our preparations are underway here as well. The latest forecast shifting farther to the west, keeping that center of circulation either near or just offshore of the Tampa Bay area. And with that, we'll see the east side of the storm, which is typically the more violent, the highest wind gusts, the heaviest rainfall tallies, and also the biggest storm surge, which is a major concern here. Tampa Bay is one of the most vulnerable areas in the United States to a storm surge. Right now, looking like 4 to 8 feet of surge is a possibility. So a lot of evacuations for coastal areas, as we are expecting this to be a flooding event, unfortunately. I want to talk about the winds. We're expecting wind gusts 75 to 100 miles per hour. That's the sustained winds. The gusts up over 100 miles per hour as that storm continues to move through the area. It looks like second half of the day tomorrow, overnight through the first part of Monday, that's when conditions will be worst here.